you need to figure out what energizes you. Because when you are energized, energy must go somewhere. You just become a person who transfers energy. And people want energy. They pay for energy. We pay to feel good. We pay to feel alive. We pay for experiences. We pay for stuff. We pay for things that give us that high. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. And I'm literally 20 minutes away from flying to Italy. And I wanted to jump on here because I was thinking about the reasons why we take trips like this, the reasons why it's really important to get outside of your comfort zone, the reasons why it is so important for us to continue to do new things and to grow. And to a lot of people, a trip sounds absolutely amazing. And of course it does to me as well. But when the time comes, I always experience so much resistance around it. And maybe some of you do too. Maybe some of you are fellow introverts like me, where you're like, yeah, no brainer. Absolutely want to go to Europe. And then when the time comes, you're like, yeah, but it's so busy and it's challenging and there's so many things you need to do in order to get there. And also, I'm going to be even busier and more overwhelmed when I get back. And I know that I'm talking to a lot of entrepreneurs, really career-driven people, people who have just started their own businesses or who've had their own businesses for a while. So I know that you really do feel me. And I truly, truly want to share this with you today because it is so important for us to know the truth about what it is that we are doing in this life and why people are attracted to us and to our business. And it all boils down to energy. Every single one of us, it does not matter what you do for business. It does not matter what you do in your career. It does not matter what you do in your life. If you want people, if you want the friends that you desire, if you want the network that you desire, if you want the job that you desire, if you want the business that you desire, if you want the numbers that you desire, then it is all about understanding that you are selling energy. You are an energy dealer, and everybody just wants to feel energy at the end of the day. And when you feel like you have a lot of energy, and when you feel like you're around someone with a lot of energy, it is the feeling of being alive. It's very challenging to feel like you are super energized and happy and like you literally don't need a thing, that type of energy. If you are not feeling good or you're depressed, energy is like the ultimate. To me, if I made a pie chart of emotion, energy would be even above happiness. Energized would be above happiness because I believe that that is what we are actually all chasing, is to feel vital, is to feel alive, alert, and present in our life. And if we can understand that we're constantly just selling energy, meaning you need to figure out, this is what we need to figure out in business and life. You need to figure out what energizes you. Because when you are energized, energy must go somewhere. You just become a person who transfers energy. And people want energy. They pay for energy. We pay to feel good. We pay to feel alive. We pay for experiences. We pay for stuff. We pay for things that give us that high. So when you are thinking about what you do, you are transferring energy. And so when you think about your business, when you think about your job, when you think about your life, even your social media, the reason why we are attracted to following different people is because they do exciting things or they are interesting, right? They have a lot of energy. They have a lot of interest around them. They're very energized. It seems like they're very involved and active in life. And we want to be around that epicenter of energy. And if you've been noticing that maybe you feel bored, you feel boring, you feel like your customers are down, you feel like your numbers are down, you feel like you don't know what to talk about, it's because you are not going and seeking the things that energize you. So going back to this trip, Yes, I may feel resistance around it, but I know that this is going to give me so much energy. It's going to connect me to people who are very energized and very interesting. It's going to give me interesting things to talk about. I'm going to learn so much about art and history, and I'm going to have experiences that when I come home, and even via social media, when I'm gone, like maybe you guys are watching it right now because this is released a week later, I am just going to be transferring energy, transferring the things that I learn. And Chris and I always notice this, that when we're traveling or doing something interesting and we're sharing on stories or social media, our engagement doesn't just double, it triples, it quadruples, sometimes it 10x's dependent upon what we're doing. So I want you to understand that when you're doing things that energize you, that are out of your norm, things that maybe not even the moment, you know, in the moment might feel challenging, but when you look back at them, you're like, wow, that really made me more interesting, that really enriched my life, that really gave me something to think about. You now are more interesting. You now have more energy from this experience. In turn, you're going to transfer it. In turn, because you are transferring it and you're vibrating at such a high level and you have so much energy from it, people are going to look at you. People are going to have eyes on you. So then you're going to transfer that energy. Sometimes they're going to pay for it. Sometimes they just want to be around it. So that when you do have the thing that you want to be selling or sharing, you have all of these eyes because you have been someone who people have been wanting to be around, have been wanting to follow, because you're somebody that they want to be near because you are doing things that energize you, which means you will be transferring that energy in the form of a product, in the form of entertainment, in the form of an interest that they want to be around. So what are you dealing? What type of energy are you dealing? And in turn, how are you making sure that you are being energized and you are not being boring so that you can transfer it? It's the times in my life when I'm like, oh, I feel bored, that I notice that I literally am kind of like not engaging with the world. And that's when I have to go spice things up and figure it out and schedule things into my schedule. You guys, it doesn't have to be grand. You don't have to go to Europe. You can book a cooking class. You can go to an art class and document it. And not just document it, like you don't even necessarily have to document it, even though I recommend it, but you're going to have these conversations where your stories are going to be more interesting because now you're going to have things to refer to. You're going to have really interesting things to share. You know, I'm actually going to be writing another book and I'm so glad I'm going on this trip because I know I'm about to go learn things that I'm going to be sharing in the book that I get to transfer those stories and those energy to make it even more interesting. So how can you be interested in something to become more interesting, to bottle up that energy and transfer it to somebody else? So what kind of energy do you need to go and find? What kind of energy do you need to go and chase so that you can transfer it to people? Because that is what we are all after. So you guys, I'm so excited to go. I have been sharing reviews on these quickies and I'm so grateful you guys have been writing in. Like you have no idea. It means the world to me because reviews are really part of the lifeblood of podcasts and keeping them going out in the world. So if you have enjoyed this podcast at all, I would love if you would go and leave a 5-star review along with a review and your name. So you guys, this one is from Maddie V. She says, beautiful, amazing, inspiring. I have listened to this podcast through college and still continue to listen. Lori and our wonderful guests make you refocus your energy towards developing your higher self. There's so many great ideas, tips, funny moments, and so much love that comes from this podcast. I hope you appreciate it as much as I do. Maddie, I am so grateful for you. I hope that you're listening right now because I just want you to know, like, my gratitude runs so deep. And it's so cool to be able to semi-meet, right? The people who listen. So you guys, until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.